Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Kirk Franklin washaka mnandi ethi help me believe ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row siqale ngobani siqale lapha ya ngo ihambe kanjani three songs in a row nothing lahlekela la okay yeah siqale ngomphoma jiha ethi Jesus is always there for you uhlengiwe emhlaba wathi lapha la igazi angithembe ke ukuthi we thokozele uyakubusisa futhi siyajula ezwini isigaba ke sesibili lesi njengoba selishayile elesithathu ihora 21 after 3 ngitheke uma ngibuya kehlabe kinale ausi makhokolotso madam speaker Khapetsi uyena ke ozoshera ngohambo lwakhe ukuthi uNkulunkulu umthathephi uNkulunkulu wamsusa kuphi wambeka kuphi ngoba kukho konke bazalwane na noma kuwukuthi sihlangabezana nobunzima kodwa sisahlezi simethemba uNkulunkulu and alukho nje usuku lapho ethe uzoshiya noma uzosilahla isithembiso sakhe sithini sithi ngeke nginishiye futhi ngeke asilahle komanje ke nginaye la usisi Makhokolotso okay usisi Makhokolotso
kiteng mana okay
kiteng ntseke re hey watse ba lebitso le aibe hore ke lo pronounce handle
lithatha very difficult
lithatha yeah so harile gaola re reng
mago
Oh maho ay inkampani ka re maho ngibona ngathi ngithatha kude ha ke re mahokolotso
and sometimes o kana hana o ga o bui hantle so
yes
maho it's better
yes because nense ke practice ne kense ke re hey ibe hore moyeng ke le bua hantle ha ho monate o thola motho a sa bitse le bitse la hantle yes so ke a thaba hore he Oh happy.
I'm happy. Ke utlile and how I'm putsa. So I was like, "Yo, she's a genius."
Re wa mohela mohaye.
Ke a leboha. I am so grateful. Like, yeah. Ke a leboha ka invitation and we are here.
Yes, ke kopa wa dumedisa le ko haye.
Ke a dumedisa to everyone amametseng. Le bitso la ka ke magokolotso gapetse. I am from Free State. But Come home, Modimu. I find myself Kilimona Mokhauteng, and today, Kitobu Alelona, we are here. It's yes. Women's Month. We are going to speak healing. We are going to speak courage. We are going to speak strength and all things positive.
Yeah. Hobane ha re le batho ba bomme re a hlokana yes ukuthi si encourage ane so ngokushare ama stories wethu ngokushare ama testimonies wethu uyazi kuba nzima kwabanye abantu kodwa I thank God ukuthi wena ula uthe ha ke tloba le dihlong ho bua hore ke hlaha kae because ha re le batho we learn again from our mistakes yes and the mistakes tsa rona ke tsona tse di re godisang hore and then le hore o tlo gona hore o thuse batho ba bang ha o bua ka ntho eleng hore o wa relate ka yona
ho betere
yes o bana wa tseba hore o bua ka eng so ka nete you are a living testimony
ya lebo
nna taba ya hao ke a itseba so o itse ka Jeko ke a dumela bahle hore ke tlo e share le thousands and thousands tsa batho hore modimo o moholo ene modimo wa phela so are qale mo so maholohotso o tsaletse ko Free State
yes
and wa feleletsa o le kamo ka mo Gauteng so are shebe bophelo ba hao o sa dula Free State
okay
o tswaletse mo o holetse mo and ha re hola re le bana re ba le di dreams akere hore wa tseba ke batla ho ipona ke a pere mose o moswewu ke batla ho bona ntatwa ka antswere ang tsamaisa on the red carpet yo ke batla ho sebetsa kae kae ke batla ho ba le bana ke batla ho ba le molekane ke batla ho ba le family ke yana hore ke dream ya every woman
yeah.
Yes so when the dreams are how nailing
because nekidula ma blessing ne I had dreams, but they were not specific.
Yeah.
Mara, I kine ke tseba hore ha ke batle ho fella mona.
Yeah.
And for me, hore ke tswe ka hara maemo ana, I need to focus on school. And kana ko ela di careers ene re le exposed mo ho tsona, it was teaching, you know, teachers, nurses, le maponisa le masole.
Yeah.
So I believe hore ne ke wela in one of those. But then ha unzo hola, that's when everything evolve, le tsona di change. But kana ko entse ke le maplasing, I definitely did not want to see myself ke sebeletsa bus. But so I had dreams e ke tsebang hore that I still can remember now ke hore ne ke batla ho ipona ke le in a classroom ena le bana ba bangata, because maplasing it's one teacher, one classroom for all grades, from grade R kana ko ene se grade R ne le standard 1, from standard 1 SSB and A, yeah, from SSB and A and then until grade 6 ene le all of us in one class re rutwa ke motho a iwane. So ke ne ke sa ke batla ho ipona ke le high school, ba neng ba bangata, ma teachereng a mangata, classing tsengata, in all that I wanted to see myself there. That was my initial and first dream. And ke nahana hore deep inside ke ne ke na ke tseba hore if nka fihla mola, then it means I can go further. But
yeah,
so for now ke batla ho ipona ke le high school. Ke batla ho the experience of being go classing eo e jwalo, the experience of being go environmenting that is different from what I can see now.
So the dreams are how idea ba ntho no we lakats,
they became marketat that because when I was 14 I fell pregnant, and kana ko yenu ne ke le because I started school ke na le 9 years already ne se ke le moholo. So ha ke le 14 I was in grade 6 around maybe August, because in essence it was holidays in September when our then teacher, who was a teacher and a principal at the same time, when she find hore ke pregnant, she was like, no, not in my school, wena o dule hae because o so le mme o tlo ruta bana ba bang ho etsa bana mona, I cannot, nka seke ka gone hore o tle sekolong because bana ba bang ba tlo nka this and then ebe se ba enorm. So ka tlwella sekolo jara sentse fedile because I'm pregnant, and it was a moment where I realized hore di fedile ditoro, it's not going to happen, and ine le bohloko. But then from that age I started to take responsibility for my actions. I'm pregnant, ke ngwana at home le teng, they are head obvious, and now I have to make sure hore this situation doesn't destroy me, and I have to make sure hore I behave as remorseful as I can, because ke for say tse batho ba bangata, my parents wanted the best for me, but now I'm here ke pregnant and ke ngwana ke tloetse sekolo. And then next year February my first born was born, 2004, yes, ahlaha, and then kadula hide the whole year ke le me ke hodisa ngwana. And it was not nice because during the nako ya gore ke mise cliniceng, nako ya gore ke ye anywhere ke tlo sebedisa bus, na re sebedisa bus A1 that takes up a lot of villages lady trust. So everyone, especially le bana ba sekolo, hona le middle school somewhere, ba ne ba palama the same bus, local bus. So every time if they come across me, but I ba bua ka nna in my presence.
Eish.
To be like, yo friend, yo na akibatle ngwana, you know, ngwana o sinyetsa nako, ngwana this, ngwana, and it was painful.
Yeah.
But then deep inside I'll be telling myself, oh, this is my life, this is my story, this is my journey. It's fine. I'm here today. Okay. But ke batla ya sekolong and should I have a chance to I'll go back. And it happened that I do go back now to a different school. And then my mom looked after my firstborn. This is 2005. During that year, I conceived my secondborn.
Now, only 15 years.
Now I am 16.
Because 50, at the age of 15, no hodi sangwana.
Yes.
Now you are 16.
And then I conceived again.
Sure.
Same month, June. I think that month is very dangerous.
The same person.
The same person. The same person. And been
not aware horo wetsang or maybe ho na le ka tsela e na o qhekanyetsa ka yona.
Not really.
Yeah.
Where kana ko e where I come from, like kitsho ke re ke maplasi. The most examples so not lo di bona, it's someone with a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Ka weekend they are drinking, or now that they are dating sebadula together, wa bona. The only thing that saved me hore be kidutsi mona today, it's my parents. Because as much as the environment was so influential, got the negatives, they were strict on go back to school. You go to school, okay, unal boyfriend, we don't approve. And the boyfriend wanted to act like my husband somehow. And my mom was like, not in my house.
Oh, how old, Ian?
He was 2 years older than me.
Okay, so meaning how old are you? 16, another 18.
Hey.
Okay.
So now, it was for our second born to be born, it was a once-off thing. And then I fell pregnant. There was a funeral, and now, Kasiangwana Habo, when I go fetch the child, that's when the second born came. And I was pregnant. And this time, I understood a lot of things better. And lehore, now I've been raising the firstborn. I know the hardships of hobalingwana. I know the pain. I know the frustrations. I know everything. I was angry at myself. I was angry at him because I felt for some reason hore o batla nketsa msadi, and I'm not ready for that. Like, I'm still but then. And I didn't tell him, I didn't tell anyone, yo, that was something. So I stayed. Kehopola this other time, ampotsa hore na, are you pregnant? I was angry during that pregnancy. I was angry.
Ke mang o botsang?
Ke this, ke ntate wa bana. And then ampotsa hore, are you pregnant? I said no. And then that was it. Then jara ya fela, which is 2005. Next year, it's high school. And now, I have to go and kise di formo ko the new school. I have to go and kireke uniformo. And then I had conflict. Hore, what do I do? I didn't tell anyone. I don't want to tell anyone. I don't know where to start. I was 7 months old, ka December. I took the forms kadisa, and then ka loreka uniformo. I was like, yo, next year, I don't know what's going to happen, but this is what I'm going to do now. Kilobata skolo kireke uniform. And I was so hurt. My dream of becoming anything, because I don't think my parents will let me back go high. Like, it's over. But then, again, God has always been there. January, I went to school. Nobody knows I'm pregnant. And now, first meeting, normally every year, there's a first meeting goes kolong to say, Batswadi, we are here. On that meeting, Babitsa Mewaka and Bamobotsa Hora, Mano Asoso Waha, oh, pregnant. My mom was like, I don't know. Okay, but take her tomorrow to the clinic and then you will decide. But if she's pregnant, she must come back that April, if possible. If utla ba baby. And yeah, now hakitswa sekolo, my mom set me down. What's happening?
How tsebo ore?
Hakitsebo ore ke reng, because I'm shameful. I'm sad, I'm angry at me. I'm like actually my world just ended the day I realized I'm pregnant again. And tomorrow I went to the clinic, came back with the results. Yes, she's pregnant and she's due very soon. I was 8 months pregnant.
Sure.
Okay, fine. I went to the clinic that Tuesday and that Thursday. And the following Thursday, the fourth Thursday, I gave birth to a baby boy, very healthy and very healthy. By then, my mom was like, okay, fine. Ba itse khutlele sekolong when you are done, if wa batla. And ba batla hore principal o itse batla ho bua le wena pele. That also, e batlile nketsa ska ka sekolong because ne ke ipotsa hore o loreng. Like, I don't want anyone to judge me right now. Go high, they were angry, they were hurt, they were disappointed, but they never judged me. They supported me. They tried by all means, or as much as kiba utlwisitse bohloko, they don't make it about them. Ban supporter. And now, how to principal o itse ke khutle, I was happy but anxious hape hore o loreng. Eish. But then on that day, ha April, dikolo di bulwa, I went to school. I didn't go to the principal. Told myself, okay, if I'm part of that class in a ton later, then we'll discuss it as a thing. But akitoya. Then that was when my dreams started to come alive again. And I was a smart child, but because of this, for that year I didn't receive any award. And I wanted one, but because I had like Dula High at Los Colong, and then Yaska is a hala the following year, and then in Awadia Tola Kingwa no Mung Hape, I think I was still trying to.
Hobangwana Hape.
Yeah, and yes, add everything together, Wabona, and then and then grade 9 and 10, I got Kinna, who was the best student in overall class. So I get a grade 9 around this time, created the CTA. That's when my boy's father died.
Oh,
yeah, he was killed. Even today, we don't know how did he die. Honestly, we don't know because he died, and then he was found on the road that is busy, but he was found 7 days after he went. Like missing after everyone lose connection or communication with him, and the way the state he was in, ibontsa has a hore khala hlokahets because it was even difficult to recognize him. Ha dula nakotelele ba mothotsa on Saturday ba mo identify, and then Monday raya kaya ko habo because kitsibile Sunday ho hoetsala. Monday kaya ko habo akfihla ba mplella what happened, and okay, fine, when is the funeral? Ba tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow? No, anka sekhonolo fa sekolong, and ha ke batle sekolong ba tsebe ho etsahalang. I don't want anyone to feel sorry for me. I don't want that. And I don't want my personal things to come ko sekolong. Now itlo ba something ekaring in this step to be a learner. Okay, fine. But Tuesday, and then Tuesday when we were supposed to have the funeral, it didn't happen. Okay, fine. But I don't know what's happening because he was not. Unasa khonuga kadula ko mutuari for longer than a week, and. Because he was not in a good state. You know, all that. To the grave straight. Okay, fine. Hata on Tuesday. And then Wednesday, I told myself, now I'm going back to school. I cannot stay here. Because I felt like this guy, Bopilomba High, didn't want me to go to school. And now he is dead. Tsanzi kitwelo ya skolon, kitle kitlomo pata. And I said words like, you wasted my time when you were still alive. I'm not going to allow you to repeat that even when you are dead. When I'm going to school on Wednesday, and your cops will not come. Ha otlo stoposa ha se tlong kemela until skolo sitswa, and then gotla lopat. And it happened like that. That Wednesday ka ya skolong, ha ke gotla skolong ka thola gore no everyone is still waiting, okay? Le nna ka ema le bona, and my firstborn was 4 years old and my secondborn was 2 years old. That wabona hlokaetse, they can't go to the graveside that Wednesday. And we went ra kopana le hash ko gating ya mabitla, and then in apatua ga gutlela haye. Then Saturday ra ba le a normal funeral now for him. So that chapter ifitile, we don't know what happened, and the boys ba hola the memory kana ko ela nntse ba hopola le hore what was being said kana ko ye hore this and happened, this and that happened, this and that happened. So now went back to school, finished my grade 9 and 10. Me wa ha hloka la ke tsa grade 10. Now it's me and the boys and my family. Grade 11 and 12 complete and successful. When I was in grade 12, I now haitsa hala hore during August, it was on the 13th, ki preparela my farewell. Then I went to this lady ki batla tlong ketsetsa the dress for the day. On my way back ki ka simus, I decided to walk. Just ke batlo fihla no haye man ha ke loetsa next, and then I walked. On my way I met this guy. This guy o ne bona halale friendly, a batla o bua fela as motho wa kokasi, and we are walking on the same direction. But then kantuna le di motives on our way ke ha I decided to be someone else and decided hore now I'm going to rape this one. And then I'm going to take her out of this route, ke mo ise somewhere else. I'm going to threaten her so that she agrees to what I'm saying. And then ha re fihla where he wanted us to go, amplela hore I have 3 options for you. It's either 1, I kill you and I take off all your parts. Then it's important ke lo di rekisa, hona le dingaka tsengata that will need them. 2, ke tlo o shapa kulelekise all over the place and o tsotsi. I'm going to strip you naked and kulelekise all over the place. You know what? And then I'm like, okay, the 3rd one, or ke a rape. So you choose. And in my mind, kana ko yela me and God way, like nakli unto A1. So everything that happened to me, immediately I will refer and look at it from that point of view. For God, what is this now? First of all, if I die and kisa fumanu for days and ban tole kili in any bad shape, my mom is going to die. Because I don't think kuna le motswadi abatlang ho bona ngwana wa hae ali in any state like that. My mom is going to die. If she dies and I'm dead, my boys are going to be left alone. And these boys, ntate wa bona o bolauwe, we don't know what happened. So if now me wa bona bolauwa, they are going to turn into monsters. So I have to make sure that I am here for my sons. So let's remove this option, Yahoshua. Then now, okay, he's not going to kill me. And now, option number 2. If he strips me naked and anzama is all over wherever, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have what it takes to stand any shame. Honorai. I was doing matric, and a lot of people are counting that I fail. So when this happened, kilaka thola fela le distraction that wants to take my focus away from my studies, and then kitlo fail. And kana kwela failing matric was the end of the road. How face matric, there's no going back. Writing or rewriting was something very difficult. So my goal was to pass. So I don't want distractions. This one option is not going to happen. Now, rape. If you rape me and I come out of this place alive, I'm going to be strength, not just to myself, but to a lot of women who were raped willingly so, or while they were not aware hore this is going to happen. Because there are different types of rapes that happened. And now a lot of women cannot speak. And a lot of women died the day they were raped. So if you rape me and I come out of this place alive, Satan will come out. Because a testimony will come out, and also something different. Someone who will be willing to stand in the gap for every woman akileng a ahlikefetswa ka tsela ena will come.
So ke dilo tsa leng hore o ne o di nahana ha ke ne le ntate o moholo o
ene le obuti
ne le abuti nyana mo wena. So ke dilo tsa no di nahana hore you know what motho ke tla mo fanto a e batlang. Because how about le ho tlokofala, how about le ho sia bana ba hao, how about le hore o sie mme Allah. And then wa dumela
ka dumela.
Yes, and then what happened
and
after
then,
that?
And then it happened, and after that now we are coming back ra tsamaya wherever we were. And then ha ra tsamaya a re tsa montshwarisa, let's go to police station
after
he raped me. Yeah,
sure.
And in my mind, I was like, "O tepile." Like I ha ke so utlwi motho a etsa mphoso ha qeta a bare ha re ye go tell people hore ke ntse.
Why do you think na batla hore o motshwarise?
I don't think he meant it. Maybe if I kadumela, that's when he was going to be violent and become something else and kill me. Because I think ona testa hore now, what are my intentions after this? Yeah. Ke tlo motshwarisa, or what am I going to do? So let me test hore now, what is she thinking? And I was like, no, you got what you wanted. Now can I go home? And then kere, because it's now late, ke tlo hloka le hore ke thole taxi, because nka se woke again in case ke kopana le someone a tshwana le wena. And then he was a lovey-dovey, as if na le yena we are an item of some sort. And I'm for 20 rand ka palama taxi ka tsamaya ka fihla haye, ne ke dula le cousin ya ka and monna wa hae. And then ka fihla ka dumedisa. It was a little bit chilly, 13 August 2011. Ba orile stofo ka dumedisa shapo. Hai, dijo tsa hao ke tsela ka microwave. Okay, fine. And then I don't think I ate that night. I slept, I cried the whole night. But this was my prayer. This was what I was crying for. Ke ne ke llela hore how many women did he rape before me? And how many is he targeting after me? And then my concern was ke kopa a pholoswe. Modimo ke kopa monna en a thole en a amohele morena Jesu, because that's the only thing etlo mo stopa to become this person that he is willing to become. And every day that was my prayer about what happened. And in the morning, it's Sunday, normally I go to church, and I was fighting between kiye ke skakaya. And then I was listening to the radio, ba bua ka the day morena Jesu was walking among other people ba sa mohlokomele hore ke mang. And he was like, hali so utlu hore mora motho tsuile. And that was when their eyes were opened il hona ba hlokomelang hore, oh, this is you. Okay, fine. So the message I took from that was that not everyone knows what you are going through. So you cannot walk carrying your shame, carrying your pain, or feeling sorry for yourself. What you must always do is to make sure that despite of what you are going through, you must know who you are worth every love, every respect, and everything that is good. Molefatse. So, kahlapa, I went to church. Ke hopotse hore le nna ke ngwana modimo wa ngata, and no one knows who I'm raped. And if I don't tell, no one will know. I feel like kerekeng, it was a normal service, but then the pastor was like, "Moyo halang a re ke rapelle people who are going through things that they cannot talk about." And I was like, "Okay, Lord, because what's up, hale?" Then I went bang rapella, then in kahutla life ya tswela pele. Every day ko sekolong ke ne ke fihla ke na le mahlo a ruruhileng, because I will cry myself to sleep every night. But what happened? Why only? I didn't sleep. I've been studying all night, so this is what happened. Mare, I was lying. I didn't tell her I was raped on Saturday, so I'm crying every day. Hana kwetsama, I felt like I'm pregnant now. That child, I don't know that dohekima. I didn't tell anyone that I'm raped. I don't have energy to deal with this one. So I started at thinking, how am I going to kill myself? Suicidal thoughts. Now I have a matric trial exam to focus on. But every time I'm sitting on an exam room, I feel like mwana jumping in my stomach. And if I'm pregnant, death is the only option. Because I can't. My family, now I don't have an answer. I don't have a father. I don't.
Two young kids, and two. Then omong hape waburaro.
I'm like, water. No, I can't. But then, I was not pregnant. Then, and then every time when these thoughts come, when I this brother eniki mutwayetsi, then he will send me motivating scriptures, messages. He will call me. He will just check up on me. I'm like, okay, how do you know? Okay, fine. That's how I survived not dying in 2011. That guy was always there to uplift me. Asa tsebe hore what's happening. And then that's how I survived. And kaleboha modimo ka yena, because I think he carried me through that journey, through that time. Because I started talking to my friends ka October. Hore, this is what happened to me ka September. And they were shocked, because they never saw anything like that. They always saw a strong woman, a very positive person, and yeah, it happened, and now I'm fine. They were crying, and I was laughing. Like, how can you laugh? Because it happened, and now my life has to move on.
So, my question, I think how, yes, it means uba forgivile.
Yes.
Ntate wa ngwana hao o file bana ha fetsa a tlokofala.
A tlokofala, yes.
This guy o ileng hore o inketse mo wena without
my consent.
Consent, yes. So my question ke hore, how did you reach to that point hore you will forgive no matter how much batho ba ba hutlisitseng bohloko ka teng?
2007, I received Christ as my personal savior, kapuloswa, and that's when I started learning self-love, everything, that I never knew before. And I understood the importance of forgiveness, starting with self, starting with you, because you cannot forgive another person until you forgive yourself. Everything is, I think, horona. Even if we did not ask for it, there's a role we played.
Yeah.
So I forgave myself, and I understood hore. Some people are not bad people. They are not intentionally living to hurt others. But then hona leading to sengata that may have led them to becoming that. And that's when I also realized hore, when I forgive, I don't have to have that person close to me.
Yeah.
Or in my life. I can forgive them for my sake. When I forgive, I release the hatred. I release the bitterness.
Mm-hmm.
I ke itukolla from all ditlamo tse tlang le hore ke kwatetse mang because o ntse so, ke kwatetse mang because o ntse so. And hape ka ithuta hore bophelo ba ka tshwantse botswele pele.
Yeah.
Nka setsohe every day ke tswa on the fact that ke bile le bana ke le mnyane, that's why I'm like this. I was raped, that's why I'm like this. Like I had to, there's an expiring date for everything. So this one tshwantse ho fele ka tsona. Now I should move on and ke bear the pain aside and focus on what I've learned or what I have received from what happened to me.
I'm glad ma hore you made peace.
Yeah, I made peace.
Yeah, with what happened. And bonneting fela, it takes the hand of God to overcome. And God's work ngasho nje ukuthi is yet to be completed.
Yes.
Empilweni yakho. Njengoba ulana muhla, kusho ukuthi umsebenzi wakho uqalile.
Eh.
And I love the fact ukuthi no matter how hard it was empilweni yakho with two small kids and nawe phela not a teenager.
I was young.
And you were still a teenager. And ho hodisa ngwana even limotho o mogolo ke yes ke mereko o mongata, but you managed to finish your matric.
I managed.
Yes, and watswella pele hape le ka dithuto tsa hao.
Yes.
Yazini ngiyak applaud nga lokho. And bekune micabango yokuthi ufuna ukukomitha isociety.
Yes.
But letso hala modimo la fihlela ho wena. Voice ya haye wa yutwa a u botsa hore no. You can't.
O
na le bana ba ileng hore tshwantse o ba hodisa. Ba ile hodisa ke mang bana bao? Cause ba batla mme hona ya nong bana le bokae?
17 and 15.
Wow. Ke bo abuti.
Ke bo abuti.
So
dile.
Wow. Okay, it's got said to sihambile impela kodwa ke ngizo sizothatha u 10 minutes again ngale ku the final hour. Ngicela ukuthi kwamanje ngindlule ngala and then uma ngibuya o rata ho bua le yena o Makgokolotso. I number yam it is 0123341322 noma ungashayela ku 0123386699 uma uthanda ukukhuluma naye. Noma ungathumela umyalezo wakho nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871. Ngiyabuya ke emveni kwalokho.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.